Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this Meet the Candidates question and answer session for the RNZFB board. Hopefully we've been putting a good event together, whether you are participating as a candidate or if you're listening in. And by the way, it's great to see a good group of you having tuned in. I am Martine Abel-Williamson, and with me on the elections committee for the board is Donna McCaskill, who you'll hear from shortly, and also Ron Scott, who helped us behind the scenes but wasn't able to join us tonight. So without further ado, I'll pass on to Donna to open this meeting. Kia ora.
Kia ora. So we're just going to open with a karakia. Tūtawa mai i runga, tūtawa mai i raro, tūtawa mai i roto, tūtawa mai i waho, kia tau ai te Māori ora, te Māori ora ki te katoa, haumi e, hui e, tāiki e. So, kia ora koutou anō, I'm Donna McCaskill, and it's my pleasure to introduce tonight's facilitator, Tania Thomas. Tania is currently the Director of Advocacy for IHC. She's worked in the disability sector most of her working life and started as an orientation and mobility instructor working in the field of blind and low vision. Prior to joining IHC, Tania was the Chief Executive of Te Ropu Taurima, a Kaupapa Māori Disability Support Service. And Tania also has held the role of Deputy Health and Disability Commissioner responsible for portfolios in disability, Māori health, prisoner health and allied health professionals. Tania holds governance roles within Ngāti Kahui, is the board chair of Kia Puawai, is a member of the National Enabling Good Lives Leadership Group and is a member of the Strategic Advisory Group of Whaikaha. She has an MBA from the University of Auckland. So she definitely comes with a lot in her portfolio. So I'm going to hand over to Tania and welcome.
Oh, kia ora koutou. Poor Maria, good evening everyone. It's a trouble when you're really old. Your bio gets really long. So thanks for your patience going through that. And thanks for the introduction, Donna. I'd like to also thank the Board Elections Working Group for inviting me to facilitate this session. On behalf of the Board Election Working Group, I want to thank you for standing in this year's election, those candidates, and your willingness to consider taking on the responsibilities of a Director of the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind. Candidate profiles and snapshots, along with your recorded answers to three questions, will be included in the voting packs, which will be sent to all voters on the 17th of October. This session provides another opportunity for voters to consider when deciding who they will vote for. Members were invited to send in questions for the candidates, and thank you to everyone who submitted questions. That was really helpful. We have used some of the questions that you sent, though some have been combined or paraphrased for ease of reading and responding. Please note that these questions have not been shared with the candidates in advance, so they don't know the questions that they will be asked. And before we start, I want to explain how we plan to run this session. Remember that this is not a debate, so we ask candidates to stay silent until they're asked to speak. Also, anyone listening in on Zoom, please keep yourself on mute so we only hear from either me or Donna the timekeeper and each candidate in turn. And please don't use the chat feature, as it can be really distracting for people using screen readers. This event is being recorded, so anyone unable to join tonight will be able to watch it later. We will provide details at the end of the session and encourage you to share this with your friends to ensure as many people as possible have access to this information. I'd like to introduce... I'll give you the list of the candidates. Excuse me. There are seven candidates standing in this year's elections, and they are Clive Lansing, Latour Halatau Tāngi, Judy Small, Paul Brown, Jodie Cruikshank, Maria Stevens and John Billings. Now, I just will mention that Maria Stevens is an apology for this evening, and she has not been able to give us a recorded message either. John Billings is unable to attend this session, and he will be providing a recorded message for you instead of being here. And as already has been mentioned, working alongside me this evening is Donna McGaskill, who will act as a timekeeper, and she will signal when you have 15 seconds left. And I'll have to be strict about asking you to stop when your time is up to keep things fair. I'm now going to invite each candidate to introduce themselves, and each candidate will have 2 minutes for their introductions.